Our first speaker this morning joins us. It's Barbara DePena. She is a trial and appellate lawyer at AZA. She is a former law clerk for Chief Justice Nathan Hecht. She also is a former law clerk for Lynn Hughes on the district court bench in the Southern District of Texas. She got her JD from the University of Texas. She has an impressive academic background. She's got a master's from Johns Hopkins and an undergraduate degree from Harvard University. And she is, you can ask her about her undergrad thesis on the break. She gets a prize for being clairvoyant. She's here to talk to us about error preservation update.
Yes, I'll be happy to provide a discounted rate for anyone that wants to ask me in person. No go for our remote attendees. But good morning. My name is Barbara DePena. I'm an associate at Ahmad Zavitsanos in Mensing. This is actually my first presentation as an appellate practitioner, so I am particularly excited to be discussing an overview of recent Texas cases discussing preservation of error. As an initial matter, I would like to thank Stephen Hayes. He has very generously allowed me to base my presentation in large part on his paper, Anticipating and Preventing Error Preservation Ambushes. He also discusses this in his blog as well, where he discusses error preservation as a general matter and then also provides larger updates about Texas law. I'll also take a discounted rate as well, since we're being generous. So before I get into anything further, the cases I'll be discussing today all invoke, in some way, shape, or form, a discussion about the reasons for error preservation. So what are those? The Supreme Court of Texas actually identified three reasons for error preservation in Mansions in the Forest, LP versus Montgomery County. The first reason is to conserve judicial resources. Requiring that parties initially raise complaints in the trial court conserves judicial resources by providing trial courts the opportunity to correct errors before appeal. The second reason is accuracy. Judicial decision-making is more accurate when trial courts have the first opportunity to consider and rule on error. The Supreme Court of Texas further elaborated, not only do the parties have the opportunity to develop and refine their arguments, but we have the benefit of other judicial review to focus and further analyze the question at issue. And finally, and perhaps most pertinent for our discussion today, it's to avoid an ambush. A party should not be permitted to waive, consent to, or neglect to complain about an error at trial, and then surprise or ambush his opponent on appeal. I'll spend most of my time discussing cases that home in on this third reason for error preservation, ambushes. All the cases that I'll discuss today consider issues addressed for the first time on appeal, whether they successfully address it or not. I'm including here a clip from Walt Kelly's comic strip, Pogo, which more or less invokes the maxim, "We have met the enemy and they are us." In short, sometimes in preserving error and pursuing preservation of error, we can be our own worst enemy. So for example, in springing a preservation ambush by waiting to complain until the other side can't fix the problem, you may have actually inflicted a timeliness issue on yourself. On the other hand, to avoid being surprised by any sort of error preservation ambush, you need to anticipate the ambushes that your opponent might assert, know how to foreclose these objections, and know absolutely how long your opponent has to make them. So as I was telling my boss, Judge Moore, earlier, I hope that this presentation will give the more experienced appellate practitioners a little bit more tools in your toolkit for the less experienced appellate practitioners like myself. I apologize in advance for any sort of nightmare fuel. I've categorized these ambushes into two broad categories of ambushes. So the first being new arguments, and no one copyright this. The other category is other stuff. So let's get started. The first category of ambushes that I'll be talking about falls under this new argument ambit. So in Texas Department of Transportation versus Self, the Supreme Court of Texas held that arguments in support of governmental immunity can be raised for the first time on appeal.